This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, but Jake's algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with a fully automatic weapon.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
It took the baby out of incubator. Lucky something could die on its own watch.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency. If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, if you go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, you'll see the headline, Memo Release Developing. And then you'll link to a story we have that's basically a placeholder. That's what the Washington Examiner has done, which is fine. They basically repeat what Congressman Gowdy has said and what Congressman Nunes has said, Chairman Nunes, and what Congressman Gates has said on the show. And exactly what we've said is in the memo. But they announced it's being released, but our sources said about 15 minutes ago that it'd be in the next hour. So as we speak, it is going out, and it's whoever scans it first and puts it up on the internet first. I don't care either way. I just want to get it out very, very, very quickly before they stage some false flag or something, because they have been in full panic mode. FISA memo leak. McCabe admits FBI used bogus Steele dossier paid for by Hillary to obtain FISA warrant to spy on Trump. Now, what did I tell you the memo was based on? The memo that was declassified by the FISA court, reporting three times that they believed what the FBI was asking for, what the Justice Department was asking for, was illegal. And that is indeed cited in the memo. That's the big tamale. That's the big enchilada right there. And this is just a roadmap, and the House officially saying, you had an insurance policy. You had a secret society. You met with McCabe to fix the intelligence, the deputy director. You went on and on and on and on and on with these attempts and never stopped, never backed down, and just kept pumping the lie about all this. And so now the media is learning the details of what's in the documents, and they're printing me the articles fast as they come in. If you're driving down the road in your 18-wheeler or listening to us, while you're at the gym or whatever, we will read out all the information as it comes in. Stocks are spooked. Dow falls 400 points. Trump attacks integrity of the FBI and the Justice Department. Politicized probe in favor of Dems. Memo released, .. developing, .. Details. That is the Drudge Report. As the media scrabbles and talks to members of Congress, as the memo begins to go out, you will then see the articles developing. That's not what we did when the former head of the NSA pointed out that, hey, this whole memo, except for the excised parts, is in plain view. We just posted the whole thing. But what a lot of media will do is, as they get it, and I think it's clear that some of these Washington-based groups that are on the Hill now have it, they are writing articles about it instead of just publishing the memo. So the race is on to publish the memo. Check our email. I know Watson's on it. I know Stone's on it. We're told it could be coming in any minute. And just post it directly the second it comes in.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com are all on the cutting edge right now as the memo in the last 20 minutes got released by Congress. But it's been released to media sources that are on the Hill first, and I guess they've decided to write articles about what they've got in the memo rather than just put the memo out. But it'll just be minutes, we're told, 10 minutes to an hour until it is posted on the House Intelligence Community website for the House of Representatives. So the House Intelligence Committee will be publishing that, we're told, by congressional sources in the hour, and that was about 20 minutes ago. So we will be following that, and the second it gets published, the memo itself, we will publish the memo, and we will read the memo. Obviously, a lot of media outlets have run with memo released, and then you go, and there's just placeholders. That's what Fox News has done. It's what True Pundit's done. It's what Washington Examiner's done, and that's fine. We've done it as well at InfoWars.com. As we add to the article, we're giving some of the backstory of last week when we published to get media attention. It was on the Director of National Intelligence own website, got no media coverage, that there was a 99-page document and that the excised parts are the roadmap of who called for it, who did it. And so that is now indeed reportedly in that memo, as we said. But we know it has horrified the Democrats. Let's go ahead and go live to the president, or if you can back it up to where he started. The president is discussing the memo release on Fox News right now. So we will go ahead and go to the president.
It was declassified. Congress will do whatever they're going to do. But I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that and you see that and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves and much worse than that. So I sent it over to Congress. They will do what they're going to do. Whatever they do is fine. It was declassified. And let's see what happens. But a lot of people should be ashamed. Thank you very much.
Are you not concerned that the FBI doesn't want the memo out?
Thank you very much. You figure that one out. I don't think so. These are just great people that have suffered incredibly. There were many, many others like them that have suffered so much. And they were here, and I said, let's tell you a story very quickly. We have others in a different room, as I told you, that are really petrified to be here. Petrified. So it's tough stuff. It's tough stuff. Well, we're doing a lot. We've done more than... we have many administrations that should have acted on this a long time ago. When when it wasn't at this kind of a, when we weren't in this kind of a position. You know, we ran out of road. You know the expression. The road really ended. They could have done it 12 years ago. They could have done it 20 years ago. They could have done it 4 years ago.
We have no road left. We'll come back with more if he gets into the memo. Here's the issue. As we told you, as Congressman Gates told you here on this broadcast, and as other congressional sources told you, it is a roadmap of Congress and of the Intelligence Committee saying we found that they premeditatedly lied, made up Russian collusion, created a fake dossier, paid money for it, and we have witnesses, we have FBI agents that are ready to go public. The Steele dossier formed an essential part of the initial and all three renewals of FISA applications against Carter Page. The media thinks you're dumb. They spin it and go, who cares about Carter Page and a wiretap on him? Because that FISA memo isn't a classic wiretap. It's to spy on millions of people in a dragnet. That's what they do with these FISA situations. Andrew McCabe confirmed that no FISA warrant would have been sought from the FISA court without the Steele dossier information. Yeah, the word is McCabe is singing like a canary. The political origins of the Steele dossier were known to senior DOJ and FBI officials, but excluded from the FISA applications. Oh, they didn't tell them that. The DOJ official, Bruce Orr, met with Steele. Remember, his wife worked at Fusion GPS just for the job. She just got hired for the dossier, beginning in the summer of 2016, and relayed to DOJ information about Steele's bias. Steele told Orr that he, Steele, was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected president and was passionate about him not becoming president, which is more communications, more witnesses in the FBI, not just text messages now, not just him talking to his girlfriend or somebody talking to his wife or not just Orr talking to his wife at Fusion GPS, but directly talking to McCabe and others about this situation and how they wanted to stop Trump. So the president says a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. It's beyond that. They're trying to steal our election. They're trying to steal our votes. Every vote for Trump, they're trying to overturn it. Breaking: Trump on newly declassified GOP memo, alleging FBI abuses. A lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. There's no alleging. You have the text messages. You have the FBI agents that are now talking to Congress. And this is just the beginning, as Congressman Gates and many others said, and as I told you last week from our sources, that it's the roadmap for a public indictment. The House indicts in an impeachment as well. So this is a public indictment. And then now it gives the president and others room to move against him. The Democrats know this was all political. CNN and MSNBC know it was all political. They know what this was all about, and they are scared to death, saying it's the end of America. It's the end of our democracy. It's the end, as if the FBI and Robert Mueller are the government and everybody else doesn't matter. And if political appointments like Robert Mueller, Democratic Party operatives, who protected the Clinton crime machine, if they want to step in and use a made-up dossier about Trump being urinated on and then leverage that in to claim that there's some perjury somewhere or there's some obstruction, when they're the ones lying to Congress that there was no leaks. Comey told Congress I didn't leak. He directly then later said, oh, I gave it to a friend in the press to leak it. Oh, you gave it to a professor of journalism to leak it. It's the same. It's like saying if I hire somebody to go kill somebody, and then I'm on video telling the person, here's $10,000, now go kill this person, and they go kill the person, I am just as guilty or more because I generated it. It's murder one. I didn't pull the trigger. You didn't pull the trigger, but you gave the order. This is open and shut. And Comey's like, well, I told Congress that I never leaked because I didn't. I gave it to a journalist friend. Uh-huh. You gave it to a professor? Friend of yours in the journalism school? To then give to the Washington Post? Oh, okay. And then McCabe got caught leaking. So they have really made some bold moves here. And again, this is Congress leveling up. The memo is Trump leveling up and saying, we have your names on the three FISA court events. during the campaign, the nomination, right through his election, when he's president-elect. Those three warrants. When he's getting the nomination, when he's running against Hillary, and then when he's president-elect. Three different warrants to spy on everything in Trump land to spy, and then they lie to the media and say they didn't. And it's exactly as William Binney, we've got to get Binney back on ASAP, emergency today, we have to just get him on, please. Binney said, I got a call. They'd like you to look at this memo. No one's giving it attention. And then the media spun it. Oh, Jones made it up. It's not the congressional memo. And what's Binney know? Oh, I don't know. I don't know who picked up the phone and called him and said, we'd like to see this on the show. Come on. Maybe we'll tell you who asked him to talk about it. Because that is the basis of the roadmap of their fraud. And that's what they're now reporting is in the memo. See? Oh, next week's news today. InfoWars was on target. InfoWars was correct. And that Jedi mind trick crap didn't work on me. We'll be back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We're about to go to the full remarks of the president just 15 minutes ago or so on the bombshell congressional memo that details links and a roadmap to a larger investigation that is now going to be launched into the confirmed political operation at the Justice Department. Starting in the summer of 2016 before the RNC, then when he was the nominee, and then when he was president-elect for 2 months, spying on his entire entourage, the Republican Party, Republican members of Congress, yours truly, and a roadmap to demonize and call everyone who is victorious in the American resistance against the globalist Russian agents. And the document is up on Infowars.com. Yes, the document, the original document that we broke last Tuesday, that the media used a Jedi mind trick and said, oh, well, that's declassified. That's not the secret part. It's the roadmap of this memo, and it's now confirmed that it is the blacked out areas that are being pointed out in this new memo that shows, here's the key, being reported by all the newspapers now, that it shows criminal activity lying to the FISA court, not once, not twice, but three times. What did I say last week over and over again and every hour, every day? Again, FISA memo confirms surveillance of Trump campaign was based on dodgy steel dossier. That's Paul's latest article. But let's go back to last week's article where we published the full memo that the Director of National Intelligence had published on their website that was hiding in plain view that had excised portions, but only about 10%, roadmapping three times that people went to the court and the court said, we believe what you're doing is illegal, so they would come back, excluding the political nature of it and lying about their intelligence to get the warrants, which we now know were illegal and fraudulent and political. Read page 19 of the 99-page memo. This is what Nunes based the proof of the perjury to Congress about what the FBI, Democrat leadership did, the Democrat moles in the FBI. That's what it is. And then it expands into them lying to also get the three warrants. Exactly as we told you. William Binney is obviously being advised by not just WikiLeaks, but the CIA. He's the former technical head of the NSA. He came on last week and for an hour laid everything out in front of you. Then we had Congressman Gates on to lay it out, saying the roadmap is coming out. That's all this is the roadmap. The president's going to fight back. We have the proof they colluded. Well, that's bombshell. But this is just the beginning. And it's them lying to the court three times. Here, pull up the Washington Examiner. It's linked on DrudgeReport.com. And read what they say the main finding is. That they lied to the FISA court, and the judges now recuse themselves, that they lied to the court to get the memo. And what does the court say? They say, we were lied to. This was illegal. Three times. They just blacked out who came to them and who did it. Well, Nunes can read the blacked out parts. Oh, but let's not listen to William Binney, former technical director of the NSA, or anybody else, or these congressmen we have on. Let's listen to CNN and Media Matters saying, I hoaxed everyone, and this had nothing to do with it. When, oh, I'm sorry, the CIA, you know, just said, hey, you're going on Alex's show today. You really need to cover this, because this is the real memo. But just don't listen to us ever, of course. So, you get next week's news today. So here's the big news. Again, They lied to get the three warrants when he was about to be nominated. It's all right here. When it was about to be nominated, then it happened again once he was nominated, and then it happened when he became president-elect. Three different warrants to track everything, trying to find something, trying to get Russians in to see him. Okay, we have the memo now. It is posted on InfoWars.com in the Kit Daniels article with that same headline. It just went live. Just as I told you, we get it the next 15 minutes. And here it is, InfoWars.com. Hit refresh on the article that is on InfoWars.com, and you will be able to see the memo. But for TV viewers, document cam, please. Let's start going over this. And again, this has been released by the White House. They were telling us that Congress was going to be releasing it, our sources, and I guess they probably released their own copy. But this is on White House letterhead, February 2nd, Groundhog's Day, 2018. Here is the memo. And it is a detailed four-page memo. And just as we knew, it is unclassified sections detailing and tying it all together with the proof of the testimonies in Congress and then the perjury and then the lying to the federal court to get the document and to get the warrants, which is also perjury. We have them up one side and down the other, my friends. This is devastating. So now, InfoWars.com. Send the link out to everybody. InfoWars.com/show or Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you're watching, or local radio stations or TV stations. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, your coworkers, people that disagree with you. Go read this for yourself, because this is all, just looking at it, is exactly what we knew was there. How they did it, how they carried it out, where they perjured themselves, the crimes that have been committed, it's all laid out in a devastating four-page memo detailing the FISA court and then the public statements and all of it. This is incredible. So, the Honorable Devin Nunes, this is in the letterhead, the White House, Washington, February 2nd, 2018. The Honorable Devin Nunes, Chairman, House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, United States Capitol. And boy, they're going after Nunes, calling it treason, saying they want him arrested, that he's getting all these death threats because the guy's a patriot and isn't selling the country out. We finally have some good men in Congress who've got huevos of steel. On January 29, 2018, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, hereafter the committee, voted to disclose publicly a memorandum containing classified information provided to the committee in connection with the oversight activities. Oh, by the way, we're now learning what Adam Schiff is saying is forgery, because they took the memo and changed it into letterhead and fixed a typo from their original letter. Oh, that's now been confirmed. So, again, they're saying fraud is fixing a typo from one letter to what the White House put out. So let's continue with this incredible information. On January 29, 2018, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, hereafter the committee, voted to disclose publicly a memorandum containing classified information provided to the committee in connection with its oversight activities. The memorandum, which is attached to this letter, as provided by Clause 11G of Rule X of the House of Representatives, the committee has forwarded this memorandum to the president based on its determination that the release of the memorandum should serve the public interest. The Constitution vests the president with the authority to protect national security secrets from disclosure. As the Supreme Court has recognized, it is the president's responsibility to classify and declassify. We're going to stop right there. When we come back, they're laying out the legal precedent for them to even release this memo, because they knew they'd come after him for it. And then they get into a basic breakdown and then key exhibit points that will now be released to the public. Stay with us as we read the memo that strikes fear into the deep state and the multinational criminal combines burrowed inside our...
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're not playing around with the resistance to globalism, communism, pedophilia, the globalists, the narcissistic filth, the communist Chinese, the NWO, Hollywood, the disgusting, filthy NFL. All of them go back to hell where it came from. We're knocking them dead. We have the memo. And I've had a chance to look over it during the break. It's exactly what our congressional sources said it was. And you first got the White House two pages describing why Donald F. McGahn, the second counsel of the president, decided that the president was going to authorize its release. And they state via the executive branch their executive power to release it if they wish. They're calling it treason that the president's released it, claiming it's illegal. You got New York State claiming that Fed's getting rid of the exemption above $10,000 for property taxes or income taxes. State income taxes is illegal, and they're suing over that. It's pure crap. There's no precedent in law anywhere. And they were arrogant about the memo a few weeks ago. Now they have been in desperate chicken with their heads cut off mode. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the memo here. The Constitution vests the president with the authority to protect national security secrets from disclosure. As the Supreme Court has recognized, it is the president's responsibility to classify and declassify and control access to information bearing on our intelligence sources and methods of national defense. And they list the U.S. Code. In order to facilitate appropriate congressional oversight, the executive branch may entrust classified information to the appropriate committees of Congress, as it is done in connection with the committee's oversight activities. The president's telling you, he quarterbacked this from January 20th. First thing he did was go in there and find out, okay, who did the unmasking? The former president, sir. Here's the order. Here's the FISA document. Heads up displays. He was given three-hour briefings, I'm told. I know some of the folks that were in the room and outside the room getting the further reports. Then he marched over to the CIA, then the NSA. He pulled it all up, looked at it all, saw how they tracked him, followed him, listened to everything, tried to put people on him, tried to set him up with the Russians. And then he sat back while they lied and let them set themselves up, perjuring themselves to Congress when he knew everything they were doing. He even let McCabe and Comey come in and perjure themselves to Congress, lie to him face to face. He played dumb the whole time. And now we can tell you what we did to you, scum. We set you up the whole time. Hope you enjoy yourselves. Part of the story that Mueller was secretly on the president's side, the only truth to that is that the president was setting them up the whole time. Fools. Your arrogance is what will destroy you. Excuse me. Let me just get back into this. I'm sorry. Just, if you know how to read this stuff, see what the letter says. The president released this. The president did this. The president gave it to Congress. The president met. Of course he did. It's his authority to give the intelligence on criminal groups inside our country trying to overthrow our election and our republic and shut down the free press. They keep asking, has Nunes met with the president? Has Nunes talked about this? Of course he has. It's what the president's supposed to do. You are an outside threat. You are enemy combatants. Let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. The Supreme Court has recognized it as the president's responsibility to classify and declassify and control access to information bearing on our intelligence sources and methods and national defense. See, they forgot who they are in the government. They're there to serve the people. In order to facilitate appropriate congressional oversight, the executive branch may entrust classified information to the appropriate committee of Congress as it is done in connection with the committee's oversight activities here. The executive branch does so on the assumption that the committee will responsibly protect such classified information consistent with the laws of the United States. The committee has now determined that the release of the memorandum would be appropriate. The executive branch across administrations, both parties, has worked to accommodate congressional requests to declassify specific materials in the public interest. He gave the investigation to the proper body, the House. They investigated. They said, yes, this is terrible. And now, boom. However, public release of classified information by unilateral actions of the legislative branch is extremely rare and raises significant separation of powers concerns. Accordingly, the committee's request to release a memorandum is interpreted as a request for declassification pursuant to the president's authority. So he did it, again, as the president. He initiated it. He gave it to the investigative body, the House. That's an impeachment or any other matter. They begin the investigation. And now the indictment has been handed back to the American people. Powerful. Powerful. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, as the president just said. The committee has now determined that the release of the memorandum would be appropriate. The executive branch across administrations, and it goes on. Under the president's authority, the president understands that the protection of our national security represents his highest obligations. Accordingly, he has directed lawyers and national security staff to assess the declassification request consistent with the establishment standards governing the handling of classified information, including those under Section 3.1D of Executive Order 13526. Those standards permit declassification when the public interest is disclosure outweighs any need to protect the information. That's a repeat of the National Security Act, basically, as well. The White House review process has included input from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. That's who originally released the actual heart of the matter, the main internal memo. The White House review process also includes input from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Justice. Consistent with the review of the standards, the President has determined declassification of the memorandum is appropriate. And the same program went on to release this to the public, the one we released last week. Based on this assessment and in light of the significant public interest in the memorandum, the President has authorized the classification of the memorandum. To be clear, the memorandum reflects the judgments of its congressional authors. The President understands that oversight concerns matters related to the memorandum may be continuing. Though the circumstances leading to the declassification through the process are extraordinary, the executive branch stands ready to work with Congress to accommodate oversight requests consistent with the applicable standards and process, including the need to protect intelligence sources and methods. Let me boil that down for you. We got a lot more we're going to give to Congress that will dwarf this if the Democrats and the globalists and the corrupt people at the top of the FBI don't roll over. If you don't roll over, and if you keep having this war to try to stop the recovery and all the rest of it, we got everything on you, Jack, just like our military source, Jack, was saying. They got everything, all of it. And if you want to play hardball, let's do it. Soros and all of you, just keep pushing. No one stood up to you. You had a Republican leadership that you were in bed with before. You're facing opposition that now has the presidency, most of the states, and most of the courts. You will be defeated. Only a nuke attack taking out the president and the Republican leadership, like they could have done at that West Virginia event with the whole situation. I mean, they shouldn't all be in one place at one time. I don't think that's smart, unless the Democrats are there as well. And they still might wipe out their own people in a sacrifice. I mean, these are serious people we're up against, okay? I mean, George Soros was happy to round up thousands of fellow Jews and send them off to death camps. And the left loves him for that. They think that's powerful. They like that. Let's continue here. So that is released to the Speaker of the House by the President and to the Honorable Adam Schiff, ranking member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. So that is the letter from the President's lawyer explaining that Trump learned of this secret information as the President, the criminal activity. He then gave it to the House Intelligence Committee, and they have now handed the indictment to the public. And that's why you see headlines like the White House is getting their intel from InfoWars, because they're the ones saying that Trump was being spied on. That was all made up. We knew because the Democrats had bragged about it during the campaign, thinking Hillary would win. So it's just amazing. So here you go, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, the actual 4-page memo, I will read it on air. That was the hors d'oeuvre in explaining the attack profile, the legalness of this, and what's coming next. Now we'll go to the memo itself on the other side, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Alex Jones, thank you so much for joining us. I got to tell you, reading the 2-page cover letter that the president's lawyer wrote tells you more than the memo itself does. It's exactly what Congressman Gates earlier this week told us it would be. It is exactly what we knew it would be. It is a codified indictment of the compendium of what we know with the Democrats organizing this fraud to stop Trump from becoming president, and then once he was elected to try to remove him from the presidency. A classic conspiracy, and we have their text messages, we have witnesses, we have all of it. But Trump's being very judicious. As president, he learned of it. He then sent it to the House, the intelligence. They investigated, said, yes, this is really horrible. And now the president says, well, if you need more information, we'll have to have it reviewed by the Director of National Intelligence and by the Justice Department. We'll send that on over to you. So what it really is a giant warning. We caught you. We have you red-handed. Stop denying it. We don't want to, quote, hurt the FBI. We don't want to put you all in prison. You need to stop now your fraud. You've been caught. You're the ones up to your eyeballs with the Russians. But just as I've told the president every time I've talked to him, they're never going to stop. And if they make deals, sir, they're going to break them. And they do. Because they're so used to being in power. You look at Pelosi and Schumer, and I mean, they look like crazy villains out of a Batman movie or something. I mean, Batman villains don't look that nutty and that ugly. And that, I mean, look at Schumer, the way he was acting, and Michael Moore. And I mean, these are really a bunch of losers who know they're losers. So they crave running everything because they're such sacks of garbage. But enough of that. The memo is everything we already knew. It just lines it up and lets Congress tell the public what they found and then let the establishment know. This is a big warning to you. Get out of the way of America's recovery. Stop your lies. Stop your fraud. And they can't stop. They're going to come out. They're going to attack this. They're going to lie. They can't help it. And then Moore's just going to get released. And Mueller's not going to stop. He's going to have a grand jury indict a sitting president. Never before been done. Isn't even constitutional. And they've got Politico articles and Reuters articles every day saying, well, lawyers now say Trump could be removed by a jury. Well, then there's no separation of powers. The jury is the House of Representatives. They're the grand jury. The jury's the Senate. That's how it works. Or any town in America could get their cousins together on a jury and say the president's... I mean, Travis County would have had Trump indicted before he ever got into office. I live in the Democratic county that's always indicting Republicans around the state and trying to put them in prison. They always get overturned, whether it's Rick Perry or Tom DeLay. But that's what they do. They're not all corrupt. But when it comes to politics, Travis County's famous for it. So that's what they're doing. And the word is now, Trump's being told they are planning to indict you for perjury. And there's there's not even evidence of obstruction or perjury there. All the evidence is the Democrats and the FBI agents lying to Congress, but lying to the FISA court. And that's the key. That's why the Director of National Intelligence that Trump puts at the end of the letter released the declassified memo. It was the president who declassified the body. Just took the names out of who did it. And that's it. It's the names of them going and lying to get it. I know I keep repeating that, but you're not seeing anywhere in the media, as usual, what this is. It's a threat from the president to them that we have you by the short hairs. You better back off right now. And we've caught you in perjury in Congress and to the FISA court. And I keep repeating this because it's bombshell that Trump says in a letter that's attached to the FISA memo what the next game plan is. He spells it out. Where the lawyers at the DNC 1,000% get exactly what he's saying. So here it is, January 18, 2018. This is the secret memo that was finished in January, 2 weeks ago, roughly. And they lay out the purpose, the investigative update, a whole roadmap, and then what they found. And I read it, and it's exactly everything you've already heard here over and over again. And they've had people testify in the DOJ meetings, not just the documents, that Orr, Strzok, all of them were desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being president. And they now have this from the deputy head of the FBI, who sung like a canary. And that's why the Democrats are crapping themselves up one side and down the other. They are in conniption fits. Oh, who's the FBI informant? The disgraced McCabe, who just resigned a few days ago. Okay, you may not go to prison, but you're out of the FBI. Get out of here. You go. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And Trump is signaling, be ashamed of yourselves. Be ashamed of yourselves. Stop trying to organize killing me and all the rest of it. And I'm telling you, they can't stop. You think Mueller's going to stop? That nut thinks he's the president. He thinks we elected him. Wow, this is just incredible. Let me read into the most important parts of this, and then I'll come back in and get into more of it as well. But this is simply amazing. Here it is on page 3. It gets into it, just as we covered last week, when we already all right here, it's already in the actual memo they're sourcing. Just now we have the names. Before and after Steele was terminated as a source, he maintained contact with the DOJ via the Associate Deputy Attorney General, Bruce Orr, whose wife worked at Fusion GPS and was paid to create the dossier. A senior DOJ official who worked closely with Deputy Attorney General Yates and later Rosenstein, who appointed the special counsel. See, Rosenstein's their operative. Shortly after the election, the FBI began interviewing or documenting his communications with Steele. For example, in September 2016, Steele admitted to Orr his feelings against then-candidate Trump when Steele said was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being president. This clear evidence, that's a quote, of Steele's bias was recorded by Orr at the time and subsequently in official FBI files, but not reflected in any of the Page FISA applications. No, and then it gets into what they did say to get it, which is a perjury to the court. Oh, this is not political at all. It's foreign intelligence. We're looking at foreigners. During the same period, Orr's wife was employed by Fusion GPS to assist in the cultivation of opposition research of Trump. Orr later provided the FBI with all of his wife's opposition research paid for by the DNC and Clinton campaign via Fusion GPS. The Orr's relationship with Steele and Fusion GPS was inexplicably concealed from the FISA. Yeah, they gave fake reasons. They did a parallel construction. We're going to go to break. Come back with Roger Stone. I'll read over more of this. This is huge. I don't even know if he's back yet from England, speaking there to Oxford, to the faculty of the Oxford Union. If you like winning and you like turning the country back around and you like 2,200,000 new jobs and you like the highest wage increases in modern history and the biggest small business startups and Apple coming back to the U.S. and all the rest of this, you like the optimism, Thunder Operation, we're under total globalist attack. You can't put your money anywhere to resist Soros and Clinton and the globalists better than InfoWars, period. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your will. I thank you for spreading the word, the articles, the videos. You're the reason we're starting to turn the corner, but we got big specials that are going to end this weekend on 40% off on Brain Force, 40% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We're selling out a Cell Force that will be called DNA Force. It's got more of the key ingredients in it at a lower price. So I'm able to lower the price. I decided to call it DNA Force Plus because that's really what it is. Well, this is going to sell out very, very quickly. It's 50% off, unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot get a better product from our research. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement page or 888-253-3139. The most advanced formula yet, it's technically 53% off, Cell Force, internal cell production, energy production. Doesn't grow telomeres, patented just the PQQ to not have them shrink as fast, which is the same thing. Chicken or the egg. Doesn't grow them, just doesn't make them shrink as fast, same thing. Put fuel additive in, makes your fuel go further. It gives you 5 miles a gallon better. Did it put more total fuel in the tank? No, it put something in that made the fuel go further, which is the same thing in any equation. InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the Second American Revolution. Fund the savage forces of liberty, ready to take it to the globalists, no matter how high the cost. But as you see, as soon as we found our spine again, victory was laid out before us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.